This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the potential of India's youth will soon make India a developed nation. Speaking at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, India's Yuva Shakti is driving remarkable transformations. On the occasion of National Youth Day today, he said his faith lies in the new generation and the young generation will find solutions to all problems. Prime Minister Modi said achieving ambitious goals requires the active participation and collective effort of every citizen of the nation. He highlighted that India is accomplishing its goals in numerous sectors ahead of time. Mr. Modi highlighted that in the past decade, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. He said India is rapidly moving towards being a $5 trillion economy. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that the Indian economy will cross the milestone of $10 trillion by the end of next decade. Prime Minister Modi said the entire nation is remembering Swami Vivekananda today. He added that Swami Vivekananda had immense faith in the youth of the country. Mr. Modi said the world saw Chandrayaan's success. Now we are preparing for Gaganyaan. He said the country has to establish its own station in the space by 2035. In Uttarakhand, five people have lost their lives and 18 others were injured today in a bus accident near Siroli in Pauri Garhwal district. The injured people have been admitted to the district hospital for treatment. According to the local administration, there were 25 people on the bus. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has expressed deep grief over the accident and wished the injured a speedy recovery. The Chief Minister has directed the concerned officials to provide better treatment to the injured. In Chhattisgarh, five Maoists, including two female rebels, were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of security forces was on a search operation in National Park area of Bijapur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place this morning. Five Maoists were killed in this gun battle. The security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is all set to begin tomorrow on Paush Purnima with the first Amrit Snan. Millions of devotees, pilgrims and visitors have arrived in the city for the event, which will continue till 26th of next month. Government has made all arrangements to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also meet the construction workers and acknowledge their contribution to this engineering feat. The Sonmarg Tunnel project, around 12 kilometers long, has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. In women's cricket, India defeated Ireland by 116 runs in the second ODI at Rajkot in Gujarat this evening and took a 2-0 lead in the three-match series. Chasing a target of 371 runs, Ireland could score 254, losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs earlier. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, India posted 370 for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 50 overs. In Australian Open tennis, reigning champion and top seed Arina Sabalenka of Belarus registered a commanding 6-3, 6-2 victory over the former US Open winner Sloane Stephens in the first round of women's singles today. Chen Wenjiang of China, Spaniard Paula Badosa and Mira Andreeva of Russia also advanced in the second round. In the men's singles, Olympic champion Zheng Qinwen of China, Norway's Kasper Rudd and Japanese veteran Kei Nishikori rallied to make into the second round of the tournament. And that's the end of this news bulletin.